Well, the Public Service Association says the latest round of job cuts is irresponsible and dangerous. Nearly 140 roles will likely be cut from the Customs Service and the Department of Internal Affairs. The union says that would harm New Zealand as the jobs include workers combating child exploitation, violent extremism and money laundering. Customs Minister Casey Costello declined our interview request, saying it is just a proposal at this stage. And the Minister for Internal Affairs, Brooke Van Velden, also declined to be interviewed. She wrote, quote, "The reduction in roles only takes the public service back to where it was recently, and preventing access to child exploitation content continues to be an important matter." We're joined by the PSA's Assistant Secretary, Fleur Fitzsimons. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So what are your concerns about these job losses specifically? Obviously, you'll be concerned about any further job losses in the public service, but the specific roles here that you're most concerned about?
Yeah, I think if you just look at customs, they are proposing to dismiss customs officers from our airports and our ports, many of whom have years of experience in protecting our borders. They're also proposing to get rid of two of the three dog trainer positions in the detector dog unit. Now, these are people that are doing the frontline work of protecting New Zealand's border and have years of experience in doing so. It's no mistake that our border is known internationally as one of the strongest in the world.
What do you think the result of that will be?
I think it's very dangerous, and it does show this government isn't serious about tackling organised crime. What we know is that the online scams, the digital exploitation of children, the extremism that we see online is becoming more and more sophisticated, and the perpetrators of those crimes are acting quicker than ever before, and the harm is greater than ever before. In these circumstances, it's exactly the wrong time to be cutting the workforce that is combating these crimes.
Do you accept the reassurances that the frontline services won't be affected? The ministers have said that these cuts are being given to the heads of department to do, on the proviso that they can't reduce frontline services. They have to still do the job they're there for.
No, it's absolute rubbish that the frontline will not be affected. These are customs officers, digital harm investigators, people who are countering violent extremism. These are absolutely frontline roles, and it's simply not good enough for Christopher Luxon and his ministers to say that the frontline won't be affected. These are frontline workers that this government is proposing to dismiss.
When you look at the Department of Internal Affairs, 59 staff there will lose their jobs. 43 of those positions are already vacant.
Yes, that's right. And these are still positions that the New Zealand Public Service is losing. So if you look at some of the vacancies, one of them is a forensic accountant who works in the anti-money laundering team. Now, that work is absolutely critical for making sure that financial institutions, our casinos, our law firms are all set up to stop money laundering and to counter the financing of terrorism. This is absolutely critical work. And whether the roles are currently filled or not, this is a loss to the capacity of the New Zealand Public Service.
That capacity in terms of the Department of Internal Affairs, 35% increase in staff over the last 5 years. You know, what about the argument that the agency was overstaffed? What did that 35% increase over the last 5 years do? We're not even going back beyond that with these cuts.
Well, you just have to look at some of the investigations that they've successfully done. The Ministry of Justice did a report into our digital online exploitation workforce and found that actually, if you look at the international picture, New Zealand is really holding its own. But actually, what is needed is further investment, not these cuts.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was the Public Service Association Assistant Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons.